Hello, and welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in cloud HCM best practices and information which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Cow, Director, Cloud HCM Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And our two guests on the show today are both members of Oracle's Cloud HCM Development Center of Excellence team and Cloud HCM Talk Radio regulars. I'd like to welcome Heather McAninch, Oracle Senior Principal Product Advisor, and Randy Messer, Oracle Strategic Program Manager, HCM Development, back to the show today. Heather's been with Oracle for more than 7 years, and in her current role works with large strategic customers to help them successfully implement and adopt Oracle's Cloud HCM products. She's also responsible for managing Oracle Special Pilot and Early Adopter programs. Heather has 11 years of experience in retail and a combined over 20 years of experience in SaaS and internet-based application management and e-business survey software implementations. Randy's been with Oracle for 6 years and has more than 32 years of diversified experience in the high technology field, primarily in software engineering and related disciplines. His experience includes customer development, product management, project management, marketing, consulting, support and pre-sales, and sales consulting with a particular focus on new product introduction, early customer adoption, and strategic customer support programs. Randy is currently responsible for the release validation and North American payroll year-end programs for Cloud HCM customers. Welcome back, Heather and Randy. It's, as always, it's great to have you both on the show.
Thanks, Frank. Glad to be here.
Great to be back, Frank.
Our topic today on Cloud HCM Talk Radio of special interest for Oracle North America payroll customers. Randy and Heather have joined us to talk about the final readiness review for year-end 2020. And as always, they have come very prepared to share a great deal of information on key resources and best practices for payroll year-end readiness on Cloud HCM payroll. So let's get started. My first question is for Heather. Heather, we're talking about live in production Cloud HCM payroll and benefits customers, or customers that will be live and in production in the first few weeks of calendar year 2021. What should these customers in the US and Canada know about preparing for their calendar year end 2020 year-end process and reporting requirements?
Yeah, the first thing I always like to tell customers is it's not too late, right? We do these sessions, Randy and I and other payroll SMEs, and we keep saying that, you know, just get started. We know that it can be daunting, especially for those of you who are doing this for the first time. But we publish both the benefits teams and the payroll year-end teams these comprehensive guides that will walk you through the key processes and steps to be successful. So we just say, get started, right? There are places for you to come and ask questions of us to be able to ensure that you have the documentation necessary. So you're going to go out to MyOracle Support. We just call it MOS for short. And there's knowledge areas that can be immediately planning with your teams. And that's the most important thing, is that you look at this information on the information center and you meet as a group or team and your stakeholders or constituents within your company to be able to ensure that you have the right team members and the right knowledge to be able to be successful.
So what should customers do to ensure they're getting the latest information from Oracle on the year-end program for payroll and benefits?
There's basically two key principal things that customers should be able to do now to ensure they have the latest payroll and benefits year-end documentation. So they should share the links with the Oracle support, as I mentioned above, with their company and their HR partners, or you might have a partner that might be engaged. And then also is to sign up for Hot Topics. We mentioned that a lot, but it gives you a kind of a push notification in your inbox when we revise any of the documentations that we have posted, especially for payroll year end, any kind of statutory patching. That's where you're going to get all of the information relevant for you to be successful with payroll year end, especially before the 21A quarterly is released in early 2021.
And I have to say, Heather, I learned about Hot Topics from you mentioning it before, and I've signed up for it, and I love it. It's fantastic. So highly recommend our customers and partners look into that. So where can customers find an overall view of all the required activities and tasks that are necessary to successfully complete the year-end process? And is there a place that helps customers understand the year-end program model for HCM payroll and benefits that provides such an overview?
Yeah, so out again on that MOS, the kind of those micro centers that we have, there's key areas related just to payroll year-end. And you should go to the country-specific year-end guides that you're going to be deploying for payroll year-end and ensure that you look at the checklist and focus on those specific tasks to ensure that you can do payroll year-end, again, successfully. There's also a video recording, which is really, really helpful. It's not very long. I think it's under 30 minutes to have your team kind of view that collectively to understand what the process is. As I mentioned, we already have the checklist, and then there's a complete processing guide, which helps you go through the step-by-step checklists and key tasks that need to be done. We always talk about balances. We are hoping that customers have been doing monthly, quarterly, and even a mock year-end balance, because it's really important to have a successful payroll year-end without any issues if you do these kind of staged events. It just gets you to a better place. And then the documentation on that MOS page is going to have a payroll tab. And again, all of the related context for year end is going to be in that one centralized place.
Great. Thank you, Heather. So Randy, over to you. You know, we're nearing the end of November 2020. It's coming pretty quickly. So at this point, what key areas should customers be focusing on to begin the year-end program planning and scheduling process?
Yes, Frank, there are five principal topics that customers should be focusing on at present. First, they need to focus on completing their 20D quarterly update and reviewing the delivery dates for the November and December statutory updates and statutory content, since both of those updates are now published in My Oracle Support. And remember that the 20D quarterly is the required update for using the year-end and year-begin statutory update content. Alternatively, if a customer is going live early in January 2021, having a preliminary plan around the go-live process and pending 20D update, if needed, along with the tracking year-begin statutory updates in December and January, is important to have in place. Second, confirming their update cadence for all instances active to ensure that they will then receive all the statutory updates for November through January is an important administrative check for those going live. Third, having planned out and scheduled any needed P2Ts or T2Ts in and around the 20D and 21A quarterlies and statutory updates to support the testing and validation work of the statutory content is another important validation check. Fourth, they want to ensure that they're performing some key payroll maintenance activities over the next 3 months to ensure year-end readiness, several of which Heather just mentioned, and more on these later. Finally, ensuring that the customer has a planning process underway for an end-to-end plan for the payroll and benefits year-end project through February 2021 for U.S. customers or March 2021 for Canadian customers will ensure that everything is in scope for the process to be successful. And again, note that there'll be another statutory update in March 2021 to be tracked as a first action item after year-end close and reporting and year-begin activities have wrapped up.
Okay, great, Randy. So, you know, we're currently in the run-up period, right, to the year-end close in December, and the reporting phase is really quickly approaching in early calendar year 2021. So what are some of the key maintenance activities that customers who are live should be performing now? And are these identified in the payroll year-end checklist tool?
Yes. All of the key tasks which fall into periodic maintenance activities are outlined in the year-end checklist and the year-end guides published in the information centers for each country. Once the 20D quarterly update has been completed, the November statutory update finished and customers have confirmed their quarterly cadences set correctly for all instances, if moving from the implementation to the go-live process, there are a number of best practice areas which will help customer readiness for the year-end project activities to be accomplished successfully. These would fall into several areas: performing monthly and quarterly reconciliations, loading geographies after the monthly Vertex updates and new data, generating run balances as required to keep the customer's payroll and benefits applications up to date as to customer-specific and application data totals. All of these will help customers minimize the amount of review and data correction to be performed to complete their year-end close and year-end reporting early in 2020. Details on these activities, of course, will be found in the 20D documentation and payroll documents in the Information Center for the customer's home country, either United States or Canada in most cases.
Thanks, Randy. So, Heather, is there a way that customers and partners can be automatically kept up to date about any additional updates to the U.S. tax laws and Internal Revenue Service reporting rules? And what about Canada and the reporting rules there?
Yeah, we mention it quite frequently just to get customers to be aware of it. It's on my Oracle support, and it supports a thing called push notifications tool, which we call Hot Topics, which provides an automatic email-based notification for new and updated documents within specific areas of interest in the HCM cloud solutions. So within that, the HCM payroll product is supported by Hot Topics and is a year-round notification tool which will help keep you advised of any relevant updates in the payroll solution, especially at this time of year with the legislative updates, either for U.S. or Canada. It'll be tracked and reported by the Hot Topics and as the development or product management teams post updates to Miracle Support or MOS throughout the year. You will then get those push notifications and any required changes to the payroll solution.
Yeah, I know we talked about Hot Topics before, and what I really, really like about it is that, like you said, it pushes it out instead of me having to remember where I had to go find it before. So it just gets delivered right to me, and it's fantastic. So I appreciate you passing that along. So when should customers involve their Oracle contacts and partner, if there is a partner involved, into their planning process? And what are the key areas they should be focusing on?
Yeah, you know, as we're getting into, you know, November timeframe now, we hope that customers haven't waited this long and they started the process back in the summer timeframe just to get themselves organized. But what we always say is it's never too late to get started. To bring in those key constituents, as I mentioned before, and the stakeholders and people as a part of your organization to be able to run through those checklists and the year-end guides. And it's in a really easy to understand Excel documentation. So you can, it's kind of like a checklist or a spreadsheet. So you can go through and understand things. If you're unsure of what things are, there are actual deep links within that checklist that describe what that is. And then that can take you to the full set of documentation if you're unfamiliar with a payroll balance report or a net to gross report, whatever those might be. You're able to then review those with your individual SI partners in your organization and walk through those key final tasks, especially from right now in November. Going through and validating those data points against the master configuration and your runbook. Again, runbook is a really great way of being able to have everything kind of solidified in your organization for payroll year end. And they should also look through any kind of data cleanup and the year to date checkpoints, as well as the Vertex monthly updates in November, and then check on the November statutory patching. And then that leaves us just for December statutory updates and then the year-end tasks.
Great advice, Heather. Thank you. So back to you, Randy. Let's talk about the required statutory updates that are needed for year-end. When and how will they be provided? And is there a central calendar customers can refer to for their planning purposes?
Yes, Frank. The statutory updates as to delivery dates relative to the quarterly updates and other HCM cloud events are published in the legislative update for the end of year 2020 and year again 2021 documents for the U.S. and Canadian payroll information centers under the payroll tab. Those are the primary sources I'd encourage our listeners to look to. The dates for when and how these updates are provided are noted in these legislative update documents, as are the details of the legislative updates themselves, and then any customer actions that need to be taken regarding the year-end or year-begin items as to configuration, setup changes, and any pre-year-end validation changes which might be needed around data or other configuration follow-on areas. Also, if customers and systems integrators are enrolled for the MOS Hot Topic support, they will automatically receive updates when this and related year-end and payroll documents are updated by the development and product management teams. So no important changes will be missed if they're under that service, as was previously mentioned.
Okay, thanks, Randy. And do the monthly Vertex updates include any U.S. or Canadian tax law or reporting changes? And where can customers find details on the monthly updates and how to apply them?
Yes, the Vertex data service provides updates on a monthly basis to the payroll data tables for HCM Cloud, which are managed by the Vertex services and for which Oracle is a subscriber. Encourage the customers to consult the latest version of the My Oracle Support white paper. Vertex frequently asks questions, the FAQ document, for details on this service and how it's to be used. The monthly updates address any changes to the U.S. and Canadian tax rates, and end-of-year changes will be reflected in the November and December Vertex updates applied late in each month, as has been previously published. You also want to see the Vertex tab in either the U.S. or Canada Information Center for the latest updates in the Vertex monthly update area, and also consult the Vertex monthly update document that's provided to customers who have been identified as U.S. or Canadian payroll customers. In addition, the customers can also refer to the Vertex payroll calculation guide for additional detail. One important note here is that to remember to run the load geographies process in Fusion after each monthly update to ensure that the Vertex updates are properly registered in the Fusion HCM applications and available for HCM payroll to use during payroll calculations. So again, there's two reference documents here that are in My Oracle Support. One is under the Fusion Global Payroll for U.S. is the load geographies for U.S. and load payroll tax information for U.S., which is document ID 158-2323.1. And the other is the Fusion Global HR and Payroll U.S. or Canada Vertex Frequently Asked Questions FAQ document, which is document ID 16-13196.1.
Thanks for that great information, Randy. So, Heather, can you talk about planning for refreshes, you know, the P2Ts and the T2Ts for customer HCM environments before and during the year-end program window? And what should customers keep in mind with regards to the year-end close and year-end statutory update process?
Yeah, the P2Ts and the T2Ts, we always like to use the acronyms. It's production to test and test to test to. That calendar can get a little bit busy around this time of year because we want to ensure that customers do refresh their environment from production to have the most up-to-date version to be able to do testing with. So we impress upon individuals to look at the year-end statutory schedule and the payroll update policy in MyOracle Support because it's repeated in that current legislative update document and the quarterly updates and statutory updates. Coordinated so that the P2Ts and the T2T online calendar and scheduling tool that customers can use in their My Services, so they can go into My Services and they can schedule those refreshes to happen. And you should pre-plan for that, as I mentioned before, just because the time slots for those fill up quickly at this time of year. And then customers can use the published documents and the datelines to create a three-month rolling calendar to encompass their entire year, especially during this time of activity, from 20D quarterly update all the way through February 21A. So it's really imperative to make sure that you have those dates locked in.
Great. Thank you, Heather. So Randy, how should customers prioritize the tasks on their final preparation list for the November, December, and year-end area for Cloud HCM payroll? And what are the key steps they should take?
Yes, Frank, there's definitely a key list of activities and actions that would be the framework for a December year-end plan. So number one would be to review the November or December published statutory updates and details, which are out now in my Oracle support. Number two, of course, they need to complete the 20D quarterly update, complete the stabilization of that, as well as the uptake of the statutory updates for November and December when they're delivered. Number three, they want to complete a review of their HCM system status, review all of the updates noted previously, and update the year-end close archive and reporting plan for 2020 with their various teams to include their systems integrator if they're still active with the customer. They want to then, under number four, complete the payroll runs and process for calendar 2020. Item five would be to complete the quarter end for Q4 calendar 2020. Item six would be run the end of year archive. Item seven would be run the W-2 archive. And item eight would be validate data, reconcile where needed, and update any data or other items where needed to complete the end of year process and ready for reporting and handoff in January 2021 or as required. I'll note that all of the tasks noted in this list are documented in the U.S. or Canada Payroll Information Center under the various year-end guides and supporting white papers, also that are listed on that same page, and are also covered by some of the recordings and other information that customers can consult in the My Oracle support area as well.
Thanks, Randy, and thanks for that detailed list. So, Heather, when should customers log an SR on a year-end issue they may suspect is a problem?
As soon as they find it. So if they find an issue with payroll or benefits that they can't seem to address that's in any of the documentation or legislative updates, they should raise the service request, or we call it an SR in MyOracle support, and please put any relevant documentation, and please put in the subject heading line that it's impacting payroll year end, because we know that that's a timely thing that we have to make sure that we get fixed. It might be your specific configuration, but we want to ensure that you're successful with payroll year end. So as soon as you find it, do a video recording of it, screenshots, reproducible tasks, anything that you have to help us help you navigate through that issue and get it resolved as soon as possible.
Great. Thanks, Heather. And yes, get them in very, very quickly, as soon as you recognize it, right? So good advice. So Heather, where can first-time year-end customers for Cloud HCM Payroll go to get guidance and exchange information with other Cloud HCM customers who have already performed a year-end program?
Yeah, so we have a large community now in HCM Cloud Customer Connect. In that payroll area, we have other individuals like yourself who have been there for the first time in an individual ecosystem of people helping each other, exchanging ideas, exchanging best practices. We have solution implementers that are out there. We have product strategy, product development. We have individuals like myself and Randy from Center of Excellence who answer questions. So we have a full entire community of individuals helping individuals. And we've been doing this, you know, for 5 or 6 years now and have accumulated a lot of experience from people. So this is a really tried and true approach that we have within our HCM practice with payroll year end. So please go out there, ask the questions, and get the help that you might need to be able to direct you and navigate you to a successful payroll year end.
And thanks for bringing that up, Heather, because that forum is fantastic. I mean, it's growing and growing. A lot of conversations, a lot of great ideas, and a lot of sharing going on out there at Cloud Customer Connect. So thank you for bringing that up. Randy, talking about Cloud Customer Connect, are there any recordings and information on the 2020 year-end process on Cloud Customer Connect that maybe first-time customers and partners can use for internal training?
Yes, Frank, very definitely. We have all of the 2019 payroll year-end sessions recorded and posted in the HCM Workforce Compensation Forum along with the in-flight 2020 review sessions and other content, which will be available shortly. In addition, there are live Q&A areas active on the payroll and related HCM product areas, so that a question for a payroll year-end or a related product issue can be posted in the appropriate product areas to get a response from those active in the forums, such as the HCM development team, HCM product management, HCM systems integrators, HCM support, and other subject matter experts, as Heather just mentioned. In addition, customers can query or search the forums for questions and issues previously asked and addressed, which is sometimes a much quicker approach than opening a service request in MyOracle support, and more importantly, may open up some interesting solutions that previous customers or systems integrators have offered that may be exactly what a customer is looking for.
Great. Thanks, Randy. So, any last thoughts for the customers in the U.S. and Canada who will be performing payroll and benefits year-end projects this year?
Yes, Frank. It's really important to remind the first-time customers that the payroll year-end and benefits year-end processes are defined and documented processes. So the most important issue to remind customers of at this time is to begin planning now in November. As Heather mentioned, it's not too late. And to continue to address the readiness tasks, which are important to address and complete in the next 30 to 60 days before the critical December-January delivery phase for year-end actions. It's very important to have customers form a project plan, involve their HCM systems integration partner if one is engaged to provide support for year-end activity, and to also engage with their Oracle support and liaison teams to track the resulting plan and milestone dates. And of course, it's important for customers to organize their internal teams, and that also means including the right set of contacts in their My Services portal so that notifications and other important information from HCM Cloud support reach the important individuals at the right time. And of course, they need to remain flexible as things change as we approach year end and the new calendar year because of the constant change that happens within legislative and other regulatory agencies at this time of year. If you're subscribed to Hot Topics, of course, you'll be getting notices from Oracle on any important or relevant changes that may affect your payroll or other year-end activities.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate the final thoughts. So Heather, Randy, thank you for another very comprehensive guide that I'm certain will help Oracle North American payroll customers greatly with their final readiness review for year-end 2020. This was another very helpful and informative review of available resources and best practices. So many thanks to you both for being on Cloud HCM Talk Radio to talk about the North America Cloud Payroll Final Readiness Review for year-end 2020. And as I always say, I hope you'll join us again for another show.
Thanks, Frank, for having us on the show.
Look forward to coming back, Frank.
And if you'd like to learn more about the final readiness review for year-end 2020 for North America Cloud Payroll, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the following documentation. Document 1944400.1, and that's the Oracle Fusion HRMS U.S. End-of-Year Processing Guide. 2096315.1, and that's the Oracle Fusion HCM for Canada End-of-Year Processing Guide. 206358.2, that's the Information Center Fusion Human Capital Management United States Legislative Update. 210258.6.2, Information Center Fusion Human Capital Management, and that's the Canada Legislative Update. 209178.9.1, Overview of Payroll Year-End Processing, and that is a recording, so you can listen to that. 150448.3.1, all white papers for Fusion Applications HCM. 220505.7.1, Oracle Fusion Human Capital Management for United States, End-of-Year Payroll Processing Checklist. And 220497.2.1, Oracle Fusion Capital Human Management for Canada, End-of-Year Payroll Processing Checklist. 166287.4.1, Setting Up Additional My Service Users. 205726.3.1, Oracle Application Service Administrator Access to My Services. Another great resource of information for Oracle Cloud customers and partners is Cloud Customer Connect, which you can get to by going to cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com. And with regards to our show today, please check out the following resources. HCM, Journey to the Payroll Cloud, Post Go Live Stabilization Phase. You can get there on the shortened URL, bit.ly/2WESR, and they're all lowercase. HCM Journey to the Payroll Cloud, Post Go Live Stabilization Phase, and this is the presentation. That is bit.ly/2ELQG. And HCM Journey to the Payroll Cloud, Go Live and Post Go Live Checklists, and that is bit.ly/2K7J13. Randy and Heather shared a lot of information and many links today. So if you have any questions about our show, or if you have feedback you would like to share, just please send us a message to cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. And you can also drop us a note if you have any topics or ideas you'd like to hear on a future Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. And, you know, we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for tuning in to Cloud HCM Talk Radio to hear about the North America Payroll Final Readiness Review for end of year 2020. We hope the information and resources Heather and Randy shared on the show were helpful for your Oracle Cloud Payroll service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.